Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 2/25/21. This is show number 213, and perhaps this is the moment that we've been waiting for. Nick, what are the markets telling you today?
Well, today was just a bloodbath sell-off on massive volume. And, you know, on the program here, I've been waving the yellow caution flag over the last week or so, saying, hey, you got to be really, really careful in this environment. I've seen lots of froth, but today it was just an absolute slaughtering. Stocks just got pounded today. The volume was immense. And what can you say? It was just a broad-based sell-off really across the board.
Broad-based across the board, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, we saw we were talking about the Russell 2000. I was saying how that was parabolic. What goes up must come down. Today, the Russell led the decline. That was down 3.7%. And the S&P 500, when it was all said and done today, believe it or not, down 96 points. That's a 2.45% decline. The Dow was a strongest of the major indexes today, down 1.75%. And then you had the NASDAQ down about 3.5%. I mean, it was just an absolute slaughtering of the markets today.
Wow. Well, we're not surprised, are we?
No. In fact, I'm positioned for it. So, you know, my members are very happy today.
Is it too late for the trade of the decade? Or
I don't think it's too late at all. I don't think it's too late at all. I think this is not just, a one-day wonder. This is not something like we saw in January. In January, I had told my members we're going to look for a late month sell-off, and we got exactly that in the S&P and the other indexes. And then we were going to look for a bounce and potentially to a new high, as I thought that first leg down in January was just trapping the short sellers and getting the long sellers excited. And now the second time around, I think this is a little bit more of what I was talking about with being cautious in this market and really protecting yourself. Today's decline was the real deal.
So maybe we need to rename your site and call it outofthemoneystocks.com.
We could do that. That's not a bad idea. My service, though, is called Bullseye, and so far it's been a pretty good bullseye this year.
Yeah, you hit the bullseye this time, that's for sure. And so we're looking at the market, the broad-based sell-off, which we really knew was coming because the market was showing, it was just showing signs, right? The SPACs and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Else.
You have a lot of froth, but froth lasts a while, right? So we had these micro caps going from 2 to 50. These are what I call a dash for trash, lots of signals, but it lasts a while. Really, how I was able to narrow down the timing was with my cycle work and all of the stuff that I do there. This is, believe it or not, if you just look at what I did before the end of the year, I do a forecast for my members, and I called, the 2021 forecast. And so far, the dates have been pretty much spot on to the day. So we've had a good forecast so far. Hopefully we'll keep it going. Sometimes the train could fall off the tracks a little bit. We could get misguided. But for the most part, it's really been spot on this year.
Yeah, so it's not too late. Just go over to inthemoneystocks.com. So obviously, there's liquidation going on. We saw precious metals really took a slam.
Yeah, and we talked about it. I said, once the selling starts, everything's going to get hit. I don't think there's going to be anything spared. Even copper today, which has been a big winner, that was down. But the precious metals really took it on the chin today. You had gold futures as we speak down 25 today. It wasn't a horror show. The GLD today got hammered. That was down $3.18. Again, you're looking at between 1.5 to you know, nearly 2% of decline. Silver today got hit a little bit as well. Silver futures, as we speak right now, down about 1.6%. So it was a pretty good downdraft, but that's going to happen. You know, that's going to happen when you get these markets like this. Everything, the baby gets thrown out with the bathwater, so to speak.
Hey, and we actually talked about this a couple of weeks ago. When the broad-based decline comes, we said that the metals would get hit. And if we look at last March as our perhaps guidance for what's going to happen, they could very well bounce back rapidly, couldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the one thing everybody needs to remember. When the market initially sells, everything just gets, they just sell everything. Don't forget, too, we have margins, people borrowing on margins at all-time highs. We've never seen it like this. The margin, you know, people are just going gaga over borrowing on margin. So if these guys start to get margin calls like you saw last March with the coronavirus crash, you know, they'll sell everything, and that can happen. You know, something funny too, which was kind of ironic here, was that we saw GameStop, believe it or not, and these highly shorted names. I mean, GameStop today went up, I believe it got to as high as 185, so or right about 184, 185, and then it finally came in and finished around 108. But you know, yesterday afternoon we saw that big surge in GameStop, and today you had a little follow through run before it did pull back later in the session. But you know, the irony here of these different, you know, movers, it's just rather remarkable, the timing of this.
Yeah, well, it's good for comic relief. What about AME and BlackBerry and COS?
Yeah, COS was another one today that was a big mover. But, you know, again, it went all the way above 35. It went to $35, or just a penny shy of $35, I think, today. It actually went to 35.05, I'm looking now. And then it crashed back down to 21.5. And then AMC, today traded above or right around $11, and then came back down to $8 at the close. So, you know, these things are, they're not my cup of tea. They're not equities that I get involved in, but it is something to watch how, you know, it's the Wild West out here all over again.
I would call those stocks comic relief, really.
You can call them that. It's really quite something, you know, to see the excitement that goes into them. And, you know, again, when you get these kind of markets with the froth that we've been seeing, you know, 9 million secondaries a day, small and micro caps going bananas, you know, some of these things do 200% moves in a few hours. You know, the writing's on the wall here. The timing is the hard part of it.
Yeah, well, that's something that doesn't seem to present much of a challenge to you. I'm just curious because you know that once the dust settles, precious metals will come back, probably, in my opinion, at some point. They're going to make new highs here.
Oh, that's not a question in my mind if they're going to make new highs. It's just a matter of how high will they go. I'd love to see them actually go lower so I could load up more, but I've been accumulating precious metals since the early 2000s. And back then, people were laughing at me. You know, they were laughing at me back then. And I said, all right, we'll see. And then, you know, when 2011 came and gold was almost at 2000 an ounce, people were coming to me saying, hey, what do you think? Should I
buy
it now?
Gold? Yeah, right, should we buy this gold? Yeah, go buy it at the top.
They wanted to buy it at, you know, they didn't want it at 300. They wanted it at 2000. And you see that all the time. That's just amateur, you know, novice type mentality. But that's what happens. Everybody wants to jump in, you know, when they get excited, just like Bitcoin. You know, I can't tell you how many emails I get about, you know, Bitcoin when it was trading near 60,000. And I'm like, are you out of your mind? But they are. That's when the excitement gets people riled up, and then they think they're missing out. And again, I never feel like I'm missing out. If I miss a move, I know I'll have a shot at it down the road. It's not, you know, you have to have patience in this business. I mean, I lose more members because they say I don't trade a lot. I don't trade enough. I want to be in winning trades. I don't want to be in trades for the sake of the gamble. I'm not a gambler whatsoever.
Hey, no one can ever accuse Nick Santiago of FOMO.
No, they can't. And they'll never accuse me of overtrading. And I, you know, I'm very, very, I'm very, very stringent in what I do and how I do it. I have a method, and a lot of mathematics go into what I do. And, you know, I've been very consistent, and that's really my goal.
Hey, and that's what it's all about here. Well, my daughter just sent me an invitation to join Clubhouse, which is a drop-in audio chat. We'll see, though. I don't know. They might not be going public as fast as they thought they were going to, you know?
Well, you know, if they do it as a SPAC, they could go public tomorrow.
Yeah, well, whether that's going to do them any good or not is quite another story. But, you know, it's really, I can't say I'm shocked here by any stretch.
No, nobody should be. Nobody should be. That's the irony of this, right? People act so surprised when the market sold off because they've been so conditioned. But, you know, I mean, we've been going over this for weeks now.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to beat this horse dead, of course. But, you know, you can't be too surprised by it, right?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm not surprised whatsoever. My members are not surprised. In fact, last night I held a seminar with them. We went about 3 hours strong, and I told them all the reasons why I'm doing the seminar tonight is to look for a potential sell-off maybe as soon as tomorrow. And it came, I got a little poetic justice there, but it came right on schedule.
Yeah, right on schedule, ahead of time. And here we are, yet another call by the master trader, which is why you need to go to inthemoneystocks.com and you need to watch every posting on the Twitter feed, which is at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. And send us your emails to kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we'll catch up and we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, that was a question I was going to ask you. So, Nick, it's Thursday today. Friday is going to be interesting. If we see this sell-off continue, then probably on Monday it might resume and even pick up steam, right?
Sure, that's certainly possible. I mean, we're in that time zone now where I call the danger zone. I think everybody should be very, very cautious. We'll see what we get tomorrow. I'll know a lot more once we get the closing prints. But yeah, if you get a hard sell on Friday, you better be careful on Monday.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling the plunge protection team isn't getting much sleep tonight. They're going to be up to the early hours, and the algorithms are going to be pumping out what they need to buy to keep this thing from totally blowing up. But even the plunge protection team has limits, doesn't it?
They do. They actually do. And right now it's the bond market calling the shots because the 10-year U.S. Treasury note yield just hit close today at 1.518%. And again, when the bond market talks, you better listen because the bond market is bigger than the stock market. And that is presenting a real problem. Lots of froth out here. We've had some economic data recently, which I don't even really care about, but I saw it and my eyes opened up so wide, they almost popped out of my head. And I said, oh my goodness, the Fed is in a bind here. What are they going to do? So they're going to be stuck with a choice. They're going to either have to try to continue their QE or they're going to have to say, hey, rates got to go up. But you can't have the Fed funds rate at zero and the 10-year continuing to surge. As you know, Kerry, I've been on your program a long time now saying bond yields have bottomed and we're going a lot higher and they got a long way to go. They're going to get some pullbacks here. Yields will pull back, but ultimately they got a long way to go to the upside.
So if you're going to get the mortgage to buy that house, you better do it soon.
Better do it ASAP because this isn't going to stop. And the reason for it is who in God's earth is going to want to own a 10 or 30 year U.S. bond at low interest rates when you have, you know, all of this money printing, all of this stuff that's going on with this current administration? It's just the market is just telling you enough's enough.
Yeah, enough is enough. And I think we'll leave it at that. In any event, email kl@kerrylutz.com with your opinions. Do you think it's over? Is the party over? And when parties are over, there's always a hangover at the end from those who got too deeply into it and thought the party would never end. So don't be one of them. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Nick. And hey, Friday is going to be interesting.
It certainly is.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.